a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here we are, one more day, doing this mental toughness conditioning, our daily exercise, our daily ritual. You're in the habit of examining your thoughts at the moment, this particular day. Your thoughts lead to your actions that you take, the actions that you don't take that either get you closer or push you away from those goals, those plans, those dreams, that vision you have for your life that you've now taken the time to really think about just a little bit every single day, just 30 minutes every single day. That's all I ask of you as your coach, as your friend, to push you, to guide you, to go along this journey called life with you, to get the most out of it, most fulfillment, experience, all those feelings and emotions that you're after that maybe you don't know that you're after. Maybe you think you're going for one set of emotions or things make sense to you. You're doing things for this reason. And actually, maybe through a lot of examination, maybe a lot of thought, maybe a lot of doing a lot of work, taking a lot of action, having the right intentions and not getting closer to those goals, those plans, those feelings and emotions that you really want. That's when you start figuring things out. I know didn't matter how hard I worked, all the best intentions that I had, all the people, books, seminars, self-help information, motivation, whatever I did, you know, I really learned a lot of it, really through life and making mistakes. And even though I may have done a lot of things well, a lot of times I didn't know why I was doing things well. And like I said, I really cherish all the mistakes that I've made because that really made me a part of who I am today. And God, we just got finished with a holiday weekend. And I'll tell you is that a lot of connection with family and just being in the moment. And I was so happy to experience such connection and such fulfillment with my family. All came from as far as 500 miles away and all got together. And just my lovely wife, Carrie, initiated the whole process and put it all together. She really, really proud of her. I'm so thankful for her to for putting all of this together. She really made a real difference in a lot of people's lives. And it was a really big thing for her too, as you know, as she grows and matures. And just a great week on so many levels. I just look back and all the journey that's taken me to get to this place to feel all of this, the route that it actually took me to get here, didn't come from just doing everything right. And, like I said, it took a lot of work and effort, going in a certain direction, accomplishing things, achieving things, and, hoping for a set of feelings. And actually, you know, when you achieve things, and especially when it's a journey, you love the journey and it feels good, you may know what that's like. It just may not meet your expectations. You may have been a lot of activity, a lot of benchmarks, and maybe a lot of people even applauding you for what you do, maybe admiring you for what you do. It's just not getting you to that place, that feelings, emotions, even though you may have the things or the achievements or, you know, whatever it might be. Sometimes that can be most disappointing because you work so hard and you had so much hope and expectation that all that effort would take you somewhere, get you that certain set of feelings. Sometimes if you just sat and did nothing, you know, you didn't push yourself. You were a person who, you know, didn't take the time to examine your life and you just went through it blindly. You weren't the type of person to take action and listen to this type of inspirational, this informational, this mental toughness conditioning, a podcast like this one. You know, sometimes if you did nothing and then you weren't feeling all that great about where you were in your life, you know, at least you can say I didn't try, right? Sometimes it's, you know, doing so much work, putting so much effort in and not feeling those emotions coming to a dead end. That can even be more disappointing. But, you know, mistakes without the constant reflection, the constant evaluation and wondering, you know, can I be a better man? could I have looked at this situation differently, and maybe if I just took a little bit different approach. I stepped up as a leader instead of, you know, maybe feeling a victim of circumstances. Well, that person's a jerk, or they don't understand. Could I have stepped up as a leader and been more influential to guide a certain person or people, you know, into the right direction instead of just thinking there's nothing that I can do? But again, mistakes are just mistakes unless you take the time to evaluate all this. And, you know, I know that as we go through this Morning Connection podcast and we talk about life, I stimulate these questions. It's not always a happy, happy, happy experience. A lot of times I know that we're somewhere in the middle, and sometimes it's nicer, it's a safer, it's an easier place just to be there than pushing yourself all the time. So I applaud you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, your ritual every single day, half hour, investing this time in yourself. And again, I really appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to listen to me, that there's something that I've done up to this point or I'm doing right now that has caught your attention, that you're coming back and listening to this Morning Connection podcast. If you're new to the morethanjustmuscles.com network over here on Blog Talk Radio, or you found out about this through iTunes or the Skip LaCour Facebook page at facebook.com/SkipLaCour, however you found this podcast that you're listening to, this is something that we do every single day. I encourage you to get into the habit of downloading this podcast at a certain time every single day and listening to it at a certain time every single day. Just, again, passively listen to it. Once you get it playing, you hear the music starting, and that anchors you into it. This is the time for you to just perk up and pay a little bit more attention, looking for the one strategy distinction, the new insight of looking at your life that I'll stimulate somehow, some way during this podcast, living in the moment, listening to this podcast with that state of anticipation every single day, little by little. You're going to piece together those thoughts that lead to actions, that lead to your plans and goals. You know, this weekend, like I said, spent a lot of time with family. And the thing I realized that, you know, the more I put this kind of effort to my life, and the more I can figure things out, and the more I have to offer others, and the more I can be present in the moment. I guess that probably sounds obvious. A lot of people, you know, when they look around and, you know, they're not getting along with people, or they're not feeling that love and connection, or people aren't coming through. You know, I just encourage you to, you know, some of my evolution, my journey, my man formation, you know, turning into the man that I've evolved into being right now, and where I continue to evolve. You know, when you're not feeling that, if you can just look inside of you just a little bit deeper, a little bit harder, turn the situation around, put a little bit more pressure on yourself, that maybe in some way, shape, or form you could have had more of an influence on an outcome that didn't turn out the way that you want it to. And I know that's sometimes tough, and dealing with people and people's challenges, and maybe that's so obvious to you, but we all have our challenges. We all have the ability to influence the people around us. The stronger we are, the more together we are, the more of the impact in a positive way we can be on other people, the more together we are. So I just encourage you to keep on listening to this podcast. Sign up for the Morning Connection newsletter for this Morning Connection type of information, the MTC, the Mental Toughness Conditioning, every single day, not just subscribing at sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22, but taking the 20 seconds to read it every single day, just for the discipline of it, just to know that in one shape or form, one step, one action, that you know you're doing what it takes to, you know, get it together at even a higher level, so you can be that powerful, influential person, and you can have that type of influence on your family, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your children, you know, the people around you. Again, the more together you are, the more you have to offer this this world. And again, I think you already know that. That's why you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You know, for me, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I'm doing it on a Monday morning, a new week. How do you look at the week? Do you use the start of a week to wipe away all the sins of the past, all the things that you've done, maybe not quite so well, and you got a new week to look forward to, start off fresh? Is that how you go into your weeks? All right, do you section it off, and what's done in the past, it's done. Whether it's good, it's bad, or somewhere in between, do you use the start of a week with a renewed sense of urgency, of anticipation, right, of optimism? All right, do you use this as a starting point, or have you become a little numb to the ups and downs of life, and you try to keep things like in the middle? Don't get too excited. Don't get too disappointed. And so you just let everything blend in. I know a lot of people do that, a way of protection. And, you know, they may look at it as that's just being consistent. You know, that's a rationale. That's a way of thinking that's better than ups and downs. They'd rather be consistent. And a lot of times we have that thought process. What I've noticed of a lot of people, it's not that they don't want to have the extreme highs of that anticipation and joy and getting their hopes up, although maybe they've gotten their hopes up in the past and maybe things didn't work out, but they're okay with the ups. What they're doing, really, what I've noticed is that they're preventing feeling down, feeling disappointed, the lows in life. And the thing that you need to remember, if you're protecting yourself, if you're playing it safe, so to speak, and in football, American football, when a team's way ahead, let's say, you know, they start playing prevent defense, and that means that they'll let the other team get short gains, right? 10-year, where they wouldn't the whole game. They'd play them tough so they wouldn't move the ball forward at all. But at the end of the game, when they're ahead, they play this prevent defense. They let them get 10, 20-yard gains in the hopes that they won't score the touchdown and get close from the game. Well, what happens oftentimes when you change that mindset, you're playing not to lose, that's when you really start losing. And then that momentum starts shifting. And so a lot of times what people play not to lose, not to have those down times. And I can definitely understand that. You know, you definitely don't want to, you want to run away from all those uncomfortable feelings, those downtimes. The challenge is every time you try to curb the downtimes, you also curb your level of joy and fulfillment. You don't open your heart up and your mind up to experience those things. You kind of stay in the middle. I know a lot of people, you know, do that, and they see that as an empowering way of looking at it, because maybe they felt so much pain in the past, so much disappointment. All they know is they're focused on, they don't want to feel that anymore. And they do everything that prevent defense to not feel that anymore. And they don't realize all the joy and all the fulfillment, all the connection. You can't set up a situation where it's all highs without the lows. You know, so in their mind, they're thinking that, I'll keep it even, so it'll be just even, okay, or good. No, if you do everything to prevent the downtimes, you're going to also prevent the uptimes. There's only can be so much swing. And in life, I'll tell you, if you prevent the downtimes in your mind and you start living a life, making decisions based on that, you're going to prevent the uptimes too. I know for a lot of people, that's okay with them. Anything to do to prevent those downtimes. And I can understand that. I understand the strategy. But a lot of times people don't know that how they're cutting off the potential for all the happy times, the close and connected times, by living that way, because they don't really understand that. So that's something for you to think about. You know, if you just aren't experiencing the highs and lows, I mean the highs and the closest and the connection with people that you really want, and you just can't figure it out, it may be the way you're approaching a lot of things. Right, I was one of the things that at the end of a long day, because I'm fascinated with human nature, and I know it's really not reality, is watching reality TV. And so I love to watch reality TV because there's real people and personalities. I'm really fascinated by why we do the things that we do. And it's one of these housewives shows, and there's a female character, and it's the Housewives of Atlanta, you know, and the same scenario, the same personalities, whichever housewife or whatever reality show, it's with the same cast of characters, the hero, the villain, the one you like, the one you don't like, or whatever. Well, you know, there's a particular woman on the Atlanta Housewives, you know, she's the villain. And you know how you have those villains that seem to cherish their role as a villain? Well, you know, they get into her story. And, you know, the way I see it, it's like when I see someone who is so far out of the norm, I mean, evil, mean, just eccentric, you know, there's usually stuff going on in their past. And see, that's the first thing I connect with. This has taken me time and understanding and, you know, to realize, but a lot of times when I see people and they're angry, they're upset, you know, they're not in relationships, or, you know, I don't go, wow, they're weird. You know, I don't make that type of judgment on their behavior. And the reason why is, you know, I've learned that they've gone through really challenges in life. You just may not know their story. And if you did know their story, I'm not excusing their behavior. And I'm not saying that a person's destructive, they're mean, they're dramatic, that you want to have them in your life. I'm not saying that at all. You know, you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your family. You got to protect your own mindset. All right, so I'm not saying that just because I'm empathetic to a person's situation, I allow everybody and all their problems into my life. As a matter of fact, I really suggest that you do just the opposite. But sometimes you're going to have people in your own family. You know, we're all not perfect. We all have a touch of these situations. So being empathetic to people and their challenges. So, you know, the thing about it is with all of this, as you work on yourself, as you ask yourself these questions, and to become better and better and better, you know, at the same time, when you start figuring your own stuff out, you know, use that also to understand other people and be more empathetic to other people. When you have that guy who's really weird or really, you know, off center at your work or at the gym or in your circles, that man, that woman, whatever it may be, you know, realize that the chances are great that they had something very traumatic in their past, that whether you see it as traumatic or not, you know, they've done their best all throughout their life to try to handle it. Maybe they didn't get the help. Maybe they weren't as introspective as you. So, and they just developed this pattern of thinking that's destructive, and somehow, some way, they feel it's worked for them. Well, anyway, getting back to this woman, she, you know, her mother abandoned her. Her mother was a teenage mother, pregnancy, and just it was a shameful thing for her family, and just disowned her. And so, you know, I'll tell you, for a young woman to live in the same town or hear about your mother that doesn't want to, you know, be around you, I mean, you don't have to really be an expert at personal development or human nature or a psychologist to really understand how that can affect a person, you know, and your self-worth, understanding the, you know, the fantasizing of how your life would be when you're going through the ups and downs in life, you know, fantasizing how it would be if you had a mother who cared about you and loved you, and then just having to deal with that. And I know that, you know, many of you have had to deal with situations like that yourselves, you know, and so you know the impact to a certain degree. And so a lot of the things you can kind of tell that the behaviors deal with that, that exterior, how they deal with the pain, how they prevent, prevent more pain that they've experienced their whole life, and at the same time, they are doing things, setting up situations where they just can't enjoy closeness or connection. Now, they don't realize all that. A lot of times you can even go to therapy and counseling. It takes so much to rewire all those events in the past, and maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you are working on issues that weren't your fault, things that happened when you were younger, and you're still kind of working them out. You know the challenge that it can be. Well, the thing that, again, I'm watching this, and again, I know this is entertainment. It's just that I just look at things a little bit deeper because I'm so fascinated and in our mindset and how that affects our quality of life and achieving goals and things like that, have been for a very, very long time. There is one thing that she has this, strategy that is where she has this boyfriend. And so all the other women are questioning who's this African prince or, she's supposed to have this boyfriend, right? And everybody really doubts that she even has this boyfriend. All right. And why don't you bring him around? Why don't we ever see this guy? Right. They're really doubting the fact that she even has, a boyfriend. And, I guess, I kind of went along with the storyline. I go, yeah, I wonder if she has a boyfriend. But, they had one of those reunion shows where they kind of have gone over the year. And I'm getting to a point here. It's just hang with me just for a second longer. That when she explained it, I can identify in a lot of ways. And I can believe her story that there is this boyfriend. She said, you know what? If you look on the internet, because she was kind of a public figure. I think she was, a beauty queen since her early 20s. And now she's probably, in her mid-30s, late 30s. She's always been in the public eye in some way, shape or form. And so she goes, you know what? If you look, on the internet, you will never see me on the red carpet. You'll never see me in a tabloid magazine. You'll never see me with a man. I've had many relationships, four-year periods of times, this and that. You'll never see me with a man. That's just the way they do it. And they go, well, we heard that this other boyfriend, you paid somebody to be your boyfriend, to be on the show and this and that. You could tell by her body language that may or may not have been true, where she wanted to give the appearance that she's in a relationship. She's an attractive enough woman. Hell, do you even have to be attractive necessarily to have a relationship? You could just tell she's doing everything she possibly can to not show the public world, even though she's striving to be a public figure. She's doing everything she can, to be connected with a man. All right. And when she's kind of talked about that, I really could understand what she was doing. She doesn't want to put her heart out there. She doesn't want to have a relationship that's in the public spotlight. All right. So if it were to end, and where is her foundation that she has a mother and a father who care for her, that will always be for her? She never had that. Probably in her mind, and I can't think for her, but in her mind, relationships, even though she's striving for that closeness and connection, right? It's scary for her. They don't end. They're not solid, even though that's what she wants. And so she wants to keep that to herself. So if it fails, and probably in her mind when it fails, she probably doesn't get the whole thing and she doesn't want to put herself out there. She doesn't want to go through the pain of breaking up with a relationship and having the whole world involved in it, which I think you can understand that. But here's the point of that strategy of protecting yourself. It's like, what if you were her boyfriend? All right? Now, I can understand how that makes total sense to her. And I can see how from her past, why she would want to do this. All right. And she probably lined it out and probably had a lot of boyfriends. And they said, hey, I can understand that. I care about you. Sounds good. Let's keep this between us. But the thing about it is, you know, a man, for example, I can tell you that if I was in a relationship, I mean, her, you know, whatever attractiveness, her celebrity status, that would mean nothing to me personally more than just feeling she was all in and totally committed. Now, I don't know if I'd take it personally if she was proud of me or not. I wouldn't take it personally. What I would see is, you know, that's the way she's dealing with all this. I can tell this, it just wouldn't feel good. I mean, you know, a relationship is two-sided, not setting up everything that, you know, makes her feel good and comfortable, especially if what's making her feel comfortable is based on pains of the past. I would think, well, you know, I certainly understand that. I wish you the best of luck, but I would want someone who is all in, who's willing to take that risk, all right, and not living two separate lives. And, you know, I understand the pain that might happen. See, the thing about it is if you're setting up life so you don't have to experience the lows, you're not experiencing the highs. And that's one level of commitment that she doesn't have that makes sense to her that probably comes out in a lot of other ways. And it is really preventing the relationship from growing and probably already sealing its fate before it even gets going. But although she may not understand that, all she's living life is from, you know, her particular perspective. And again, I can have empathy, maybe you can too, why she would come up with a strategy like that. But there's another person involved, their feelings, their emotions. That is not a great strategy. A man wants to feel like a man, that his woman is committed and is therefore is willing to, you know, take the risk. You know, he's taking risk with his feelings and emotions, right? Dating a public figure, right? All this, you know, he wants to be all in. He wants her to be all in. What I'm saying is that may make a lot of sense, but it's really just, it's just making the relationship, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Or if you get a person who's okay, hey, let's keep this hidden, then I wonder if she's going to have the love and connection from him that she really wants, and she's going to be wondering, why isn't this deep and connected, right? So just really, it's just interesting how the mind works and how, you know, we deal with our pains and we come up with these strategies that make sense to us, but it's really sealing our fate for the pain. It's setting ourselves up to experience the pain that we're doing so much work to avoid. It's really leading us there. But I just think it's really interesting, you know, about that. If you're not feeling the connection and the depth of relationships and really experiencing the highs that you really want, and maybe it's just okay, it's in the middle because you have, you know, you hate drama or this or that. You know, it's just something we can all learn. You know, I can definitely tell you that as a public figure, I went through, you know, things in my child and this and that where, you know, I adapted, you know, a similar type of strategy, you know. And I probably didn't make the girl, whoever I was dating, feel special, you know, either. And without even knowing, I probably did a lot of that too. But it made sense to me, like, well, why do I have to tell the muscle magazines who I'm dating? And, you know, as I think about it, as I'm thinking about it right now, that's what I didn't like about the muscle magazines. That's what I didn't like about the stars that they profiled in the gossip sections is, you know, how it seemed like my star bodybuilder, how his life seemed to be in such chaos, and he'd break up and, you know, a new girlfriend. And, you know, and one thing I admired him in a way, but at the same time, thought it maybe was a little silly that, you know, he'd be in this relationship, he'd be married and, you know, express his love to this woman. And then within a couple of years, they'd be broken up and he'd do that again with another woman. You know, to me, that didn't make sense, didn't look good to me. But I wonder if I was just thinking, you know, from my own experience, you know, and, you know, I don't know necessarily. I didn't come to any revelation directly like, hey, this is what I should do. Really, If I'm in a relationship, here I am married. I talk about my lovely wife. I talked about her on this podcast. I have her on Facebook and things like that. Is that I didn't really realize the strategy that I adopted was really to avoid pain and embarrassment and not feeling ever safe, no matter how great the person was, that the relationship was going to last forever, and maybe preparing for it to not last forever. And so if I don't experience the lows of embarrassment and letting people into my seeing the downside of my personal life in public, I didn't realize that strategy maybe was keeping me from really having intimacy and connection. So that particular story, watching that last night in the Atlanta Housewives really made me think and made me think about my journey, maybe some of the things that I did in the past that prevented me from having all that love and connection that I really wanted, adopting a strategy that made sense to me, that I could even convince the other person to go along with. And maybe even seemed to have worked for a while. And then if the relationship did end, I did never connected the two together. And so as I, again, I always say life is teaching you lessons. The question is, are you paying attention? Are you learning from these lessons that life is sharing with you, for you, teaching you? And yeah, it's just like I just want to learn from that to make sure when I'm in any situation that I'm all in and not preventing pain. And I've developed this strategy and this approach is really about preventing pain, because I guess there's not going to be much wonder why I can't experience the highs and lows. At the very best, I'm going to stay in the middle, if not seal my fate of the downside. And I guess I can apply that to business, to friendships, to a lot of situations. Are you all in? Are you willing to experience the downside if you really, truly want to experience that upside? So I don't know. I know that during this Morning Connection podcast, that the person who listened to this, that if you've gravitated towards me, if you stick around and you listen to these podcasts, like I've said many times before, that we have this connection. We've gone through similar journeys, maybe not the exact same journeys, but we've gone through similar journeys with these thoughts and emotions. And so, as I make these revelations, which I'm constantly learning and looking back, maybe this is helpful to you. If it is, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And again, it's not just beating yourself up over the past. It's just looking forward to even my marriage, my relationship that, I cherish so much and I'm putting so much effort in. Am I playing all out? Are there some things, in my past, and I'm talking about not just my adulthood, but my childhood, that I'm holding back? So I, if I could realize that, understand that, to get more out of it. And again, business relationships, same things. Am I playing not to lose? Business ventures, friendships. Just something to think about. If you're like me, this may be something to think about. We're all going through this journey of life. Let's, create our team, you and me, where we can go through this life journey together and learn from our lessons. So hopefully, maybe that stimulated some thought for you. Let's wrap up this Morning Connection podcast by going through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. That would take months, if not years, of you stepping up, you listening to this Morning Connection podcast, you evaluating life, if I think it, I must do it, facing your fears, examining your life, like maybe I've stimulated some things for you to think about in your approach, maybe the way you've approached things in the past, the way you need to approach things in the future if you truly want to win at the highest level. But you stretching yourself for months, if not years, what is that one thing, an accomplishment? All right, what is that? Get clear on that and get more clear. Make it more detailed every time we go through this. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want in life? Now, this podcast definitely is, little by little, getting you in that right mindset to take more effective and efficient actions that are really results-driven, but I want you to get used to asking yourself that question all throughout the day. You know, is keeping your relationship on the down low for whatever reasons. You know, is that really helping you get closer to the results of this, this ultimate love and connection, you know, and family that you say that you're working for, right? Is that really helping you get to the results that you really want? And maybe you're not even clear that what you want is this ultimate connection and trust and love. So the second part of that question is what are the results that you really want? And in this case, when I know I ask that question every day to get you thinking, but you may think that you're in this relationship, you're nurturing the relationship, and the result is that's loving and it's connecting and trusting, and it's going to last forever. You may, in your mind, you may be telling yourself that's the result that you're after. That's why I ask you, wait a second, what is the result you're after? Because the real result is you may be setting this up to avoid pain and embarrassment and letting the world know that you failed. That may be all the strategies, all the thought on a deeper level without the examination. It may be all set up. Every thought, every action, every strategy, every interaction, the result that you may really be after is to avoid pain and embarrassment and without knowing it. So that's why I ask you, what are the results you're really after? All right, a lot of stuff to think about. Hey, send me an email if this is helpful. skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me how this has affected you. You like this MTC, this mental toughness conditioning. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for investing this time in you and trusting me to take you along, going along with me on this journey called life. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. I know a lot of you have come to know of me, and you followed me over to this Morning Connection podcast and this MTC, this mental toughness conditioning from my bodybuilding accomplishments. So, hey, I appreciate you giving my Mass Machine Nutrition supplements a shot, just like I show up every single day and I give my all to help you create a higher quality of life. You know I'm doing the same thing with Mass Machine Nutrition. I will not let you down, just like I don't let you down during this Morning Connection podcast right here on this morethanjustmuscles.com network. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.